says, my crow, where's the postic like this? Rashi says, the Mizbeach Hevi Avonim Harbei, for Yisuriyat Shinotis Rubei. Where's the positive that a Mizbeach, stones that they use to work, to bring the carbon on, so first of all, it's made from Avonim Harbei, and secondly, it's only, it's also until you crack most of it. So postic says in Yishayo, Bisumai Kolavne Mizbeach, when they made all the stones of the Mizbeach, Kavne Gir Menufatsois, means like broken stones, Loyakumu Asheru Mechamonim, then the Avodah Zarah that worship the Asherus and the sons, they will not use it. So it's like this, Eika Kavne Gir Menufatsois, if it's like broken, cracked up stones, that means most of it's cracked up, then Loyakumu Asheru Mechamonim, then the Avodah Zarah worshippers will not come to worship the son or the Asherus. But we love, if it's not that broken up the stones, then you kumu, then they'll get up and they'll still use it. So you see, first of all, it's called the lashon of kol avne mizbeach. Mashma the mizbeach has a lot of stones, and secondly, they'll still use it until it's completely destroyed. For as long as only a little crack, they'll still use the mizbeach. Tony went on like this. Nevad shaloi osam. If a person worships his own behemoth, then the behemoth comes also l'gvoya. That's the law of nevad, that even though a Baal Chai itself does not become also bano, if a goy or a Jew worships his own animal, he makes his own sheep into an avodah zarah, so it's muta bano. A Baal Chai does not become also bano. But the new posik, it's also l'gvoya. You're not allowed to bring it for korban. An animal that anybody worships, it's also for a korban. So now nevad chaloi. If the owner himself, whether he's a guy or whether he's a Jew, if he worships his animal, then also. But b'shachaveira muta, let's say a guy worships his friend's animal, or a Jew worships his friend's animal, then the animal does not become muscle advaya. But that's the klal, ein adam oisa dav ashen ishalai, since you do not own it, it does not become muscle. That's the klal, nevar is only yasa, but belongs to you. But if it belongs to your friend, you have no right to make your friend's animal also. And therefore, your friend's animal is mutter even, l'gvoya, even for a korban. The Brisa says. On this thing, Gemara says, we remember, we have a question. It says, Alocha teseftom, eizeyu nevad. What's the case of a nevad? Where's an animal that somebody worshipped it, and it's also l'gvoya, you can't bring it for korban. It says like this, kol shoyv de moisa, anytime anybody worshipped this animal, Bain be shaken by mistake, bain be mazed, whether he knew about it. Bain be yainis, bain be rotsum, whether he was forced or whether he wasn't forced. So even though he was forced to worship it, still it becomes also l'gvoya. The question is, hi yainis, hechidami. Where's the case that somebody forced you to worship an animal? So we say that animal is a nevad, it's possible l'gvoya. Love isn't a simple case, could go in the honest, famous chaveroi, vishtachavolo. That somebody took you and they forced you to bow down to somebody else's animal. That's usually an honest. That a goyim take a Jew and they force the Jew to worship their animal. And it says it becomes also. So you see that you could make somebody else's animal also l'gvoya. And we just said no, that ain't other moisa davashen ishaloi. If it doesn't belong to you, you can't make it also. So Omar Rami bar Chomoloi, that's not Shan Distasefta, but rather Kagoyim. You know what an oinus means? You were forced to go in shansu oivde kechavim v'ishtachavela behemta didei. We're talking about that the goyim came and forced the Jew to bow down to his own animal. That's the chiddush. The goyim forced the Jew to bow down to his own animal. So therefore, now that he's worshipping his own animal, even though he was forced to do it, we'll soon say the chiddush, still the animal becomes also l'dvaya. Bahanoa smuta. A norm for a hedyit, you're allowed to use it. It's a Baal Chai, it has not become also Banor. But Ligvoya, this is the case of Neva. So Nechlam, it's not the case that you're forced to worship somebody else's animal, because if the Goyim forced the Jew to worship their animal would not become also Ligvoya. But here the case is, the Goyim forced the Jew to worship his own animal. Therefore his animal now becomes also Ligvoya. So on this the Gemara asks, the mask of law, Reb Zer, Reb Zer asks the question, Oynis Rachmona Patre, if the Goyim forced the Jew to worship it, and we'll soon say, Tosha says, the pshat is that the Goyim took a gun and told the Jew, if you don't worship your animal, we'll kill you. That's the case. So the Goyim are forcing you to do it. Now Tosha says, Lafuke, it's not the case where the Goyim, like, push you down. where the goyim forced you physically to worship. If the goyim forced you physically, that's not called you're an oivid. It's called the goyim are pushing you down. That's not called you are never. Oh, that's the thing. We'll soon say good. We'll soon talk about that. So the case so far is Shansu means the goyim just took a gun there and told you, if you do not bow down to your animal, we'll kill you. So now the Jew goes himself and he bows down to his behemoth. So the Brisa says it becomes also the goyim. So first of all, the Gemara is Maskev Lorem Zerum. Oinus Rachmona Patri. The Jew is an oinus now. He has a gun down his back. If he does not bow down, they're going to kill him. And the Pesuk says, Vila Naru Lisasa Dava. That if a Naru, that's honest, that's forced, somebody rapes her, so she's Potter from Misa. She's not Chayiv Misa. She's an honest. So it's a big question. What does the Gemara mean to us? We know by the Gimel Averis, we Paskin, by Gila Roy, Shmita Zavin, and Avodah Zorah, we all the Locher is Yehore, V'Yal Yavor. That even though the Goyim are forcing you to worship the Avodah Zorah, still you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not worship the Avodah Zorah. So what's the Gemara's question here? The Narul Sasa Dava, that it's not called an Avera. So the answer is like this. Lamaisa, the Goy tells you, I'll kill you if you don't worship the Avodah Zorah. So true, if you're a tzaddik, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. Let's say, nothing doing, I'm not going to worship the Avodah Zorah. But let's say the Jew can't withstand, and he worships. So if he worships it, Lamaisa is not Chayiv Misa. He's Potter from Misa. Because the Potter says, Lanaro, Lasasa Dava. He's still an honest, he was still forced to. So Lechitchili is supposed to let yourself be killed and not worship. But let's say you go and worship it though, you're not Chayiv Misa. That's what Zeros Kasha. Since Lamaisa, if you worship the Avodah Zorah, you're not Chayiv Misa, such a case. So then it shouldn't become also. It shouldn't be a Nevad either. He held even though you're not supposed to, but Lamaisa, if you do it, it's not called, you're over an Avodah Zorah. So he held it should become a Nevad. Ella rather, Ella Omar wrote like this. I'll tell you like this. Hakol hoya bechlal lo yisovdom. There's a law not to worship. Not to worship an Avodah Zorah. So whether you're an Onus, whether you're a Shoigeg, it's bechlal the law. Ugeshmort mecha kosa bechaybehem. There's a pasuk that says v'chayvehem, meaning with mitzvah it's supposed to stay alive. Now this is our heta to the koch nefesh. If it's a question of a person may die, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos because the mitzvahs were given to stay alive v'chayvehem and not to let yourself be killed. So therefore, if it's a question of life or death, you're allowed to do the avera to save the person's life. So really, the svar would be if the goyim is saying, "I'll kill you if you're not going to worship." Really, you're supposed to let you're allowed to worship in order to keep yourself alive. But the Mechaibim was Yomis Bem, but Yotza Onus. So from this passage should come out an Onus, that an Onus does not have to let himself be killed. An Onus is allowed to worship the Avodah Zorah. But Lord, the Kosar Rachmon, then the Torah says another Kiddush. The Torah says, V'loi Tzichalalu Eshem Kodeshi, that you're not allowed to make a Chil Hashem. You can't be Mechalo, the name of Hashem. Which meaning by worship Avodah Zorah, that's the biggest chil Hashem you can make. So his pasuk comes to teach us tiyafilu b'yoinis, that even b'yoinis you are not supposed to worship, but rather let yourself be killed. That's the way you're supposed to act. That's like the mitzvah essay of kiddush Hashem, that if the goyim say we'll kill you or worship the Avodah Zorah, you're supposed to say I can't worship the Avodah Zorah, and if they kill you, they kill you. That's the supposed to go. Do not make a chil Hashem. So Kate said, how does it come out? He's answering now. The Gemara says here, "Ho bitzina, ho b'fahesia." That if you bitzina, then lamaisa. We'll see what the Gemara means. Partially, the Gemara means to say that if you bitzina privately, then you're allowed to worship the Avodah Zorah. Then you don't have to let yourself be killed. But if it's a fahesia in front of 10 people, 10 people see the way you're worshiping the Avodah Zorah, then it's also. If it's done in front of 10 people, that's a big chil Hashem, then the animal becomes awesome. Oh, so Toys just the question here. Paul Bitzin, Rabbi Fahesia, Toys says, L'chura mashma, the Rabbi Svirle, the Yonis Bitzina, Eilu Lim Saratzmoy. L'chura mashma, if you do it privately, you do not have to be Moise Nefesh, but you're allowed to do the Avera to save your life. Maybe we talk like Rabbi Shmuel tells us on Sanhedrin that it's mutter even by Avodah Zorah Bitzina. That was Rabbi Shmuel Shita. That only by Fahesia you have to be Moise Nefesh. But not Bitzina, not privately. But there he says, the Kasha is the big Kasha. The Chas V'Sholem, son, the Chas V'Sholem, Shenifsak Avos Chavim, Yavor V'Al Yorim. Chas v'shalom we should pasken like that. So we pasken that avodah zarah is yehoreg v'yal yavur. V'yoyde b'shultas rav achoy pashas v'eiro. Toys to grab yechon diyoma b'shkoy b'sorim mayro. B'shum rav shimon ben yoy tzadik. Ta'kol mitzvah shabbat Torah yavur v'yal yorig. Chutz mi'avodah zechavim v'gibor rosh shvichas domin. That we pasken that by these three averis, you're supposed to let yourself be killed and do not do the Aveiro. And afilu b'tzina. So we pasken that by these three Aveiros of Gila Roy, Yishvita Zom, and Avoy Dezoro. The locker is even b'tzina. You're supposed to let yourself be killed and do not do the Aveiro. So what is our Gemara here answering? Our Gemara is saying that if the Aveiro was done for Hesiyah, then you're supposed to be Moshe Nefesh. But if it was done b'tzina, then the animal does not become Moshe Bano. If you look to the bottom place, the answers and says, Elochi Purush Yama Rava. In the last two lines. Rava Perka Bishmol Lepolik Leb Rav Yechon. He said answers that Rabbi said Rava does not argue on Rav Yechonon. Elochi Purush Yama Rava. Hakoyim Bchalwe Sovdim Beim Yazor Beim Lamisa Shemu Bchay Beim Yotzoynis Betzina Mikol Bchol Beim Yazor Beim Lamisa. Because he holds like this, he's still mechala. That avada that the mitzvah says say to be moisa nefesh. That any time the goyim want you to worship the avodah zarah, even the tzinner, there is a mitzvah that say you should be moisa nefesh to make the kiddush Hashem. But let's say the person does not do the kiddush Hashem, he does the avero. See, he holds he's not over lav even. Not only aren't you chayiv misa, but the tzinner is not even an avero. There's not even a lav. Therefore, the Gemara holds the animal does not become also ligvaya. It's not called the real nevin. Just if it was done before Hesiyah, then you have a lav not to worship. So since there's a lav not to worship before Hesiyah, then the animal at least becomes a nevin. So it's like this: lechetchila is a mitzvah to make a kiddush Hashem at all times, even betzina. You're supposed to be moisa nefesh. You're not supposed to worship that by the zara. Just if you can't withstand and you worship it, it depends. If you did a bitzina, you're not even over love. And therefore the animal does not become a nevad. The animal will still be mutter, for a korban. But if you did it with a hesia, there's a love of the chalalu, since you're over love, even though you're not chayiv misa for this avodah zarah, because you were forced to do it, and whenever you're forced to do something, with a narrow sasadava, oinus is potter, so true, you're potter for misa, but still it's called you're over love. So since you're over lava like the chalalu, therefore it's enough to make the animal an ever. So that's all the Gemara here. That's in this pshat now it's a sefta. That if the goyim force you to worship their animal, the fahesia, so since you're over the lava of like the chalalu, the animal becomes an ever. Even though it's not also bano, it becomes an evad. That's for the gvoya for korban is possible. Yeah. The verse says now, Omrele Rabbonu L'Rabbah, Rabbonu said back to Rabbah, Tanya de Messiah Lof, I'll bring you a proof. Why? V'misoyish l'vichovim v'shas ha'gzerah. It says Allah that the v'misoyish, these platforms that the goyim used to put up in Avodah Zarah, so v'shas ha'gzerah, the gzerah was that the goyim used to force the Jews to worship the Avodah Zarah, Saf al-pish ha'gzerah botlo, even though now the goyim stopped forcing the Jews from worshipping, but also b'misoyis loibitlu. These b'misoyis are not bottled. They're still also b'ano. So what do you see? That even though the goyim forced them to worship it, it was only b'yonis, still it remains also. So mistam here was done for Hesiyah. Since it was done for Hesiyah, it's called, like they worshipped it, and it becomes also b'ano. Malu, he said, back to him now. Imi shemach, mir, there's no proof. Loit tisayin. Eima Yisrael mumur heve. Upolach lo b'rotzon. Maybe between all those Jews that the goyim forced to worship their avodah zarah, maybe there was one Jew that was a mumah ready, and when they told him to worship their avodah zarah, he did it b'rotzon. So that's why they become asa b'ano, not because b'oinis. If you're forced, it becomes asa. Maybe if you're only forced, it's not asa at all. But over here, a Jew did it b'rotzon. And Rav Ashi Yomar loytay meima. Don't say maybe. El rather vada Yisrael mumah heve upolach leberotzen. For sure, since there was a big zera that the goyim made a zera, all the Jews have to worship their avodah zarah. So for sure, there were some of them that did it already berotzen. So So that's why it became Asa Banor. So you have no proof to us that the Yonis would make it Asa Banor. How many? Chizki Yom Chizki like this. Kegoin Shenisach Le'avodas Kichovim Yain Al Karneho. That's what the Tosefta says. If the Goyim force a Jew to worship an animal, that the animal becomes also. So the question is, so the half of the Havamin was, it was somebody else's animal. How can he make somebody else's animal also? So he said, he's talking about his own animal. Chizki says, no. It could even be talking about that the Goyim force you to worship their animal. But the case is, Kegoin Shenisach La'avodas Kichovim Yain Al Karneho, that they forced you to pour wine on top of the horns of the animal. So the Havinu is Maskevlo Ravada Barava. Hai Nevadu, Hai Bimus Fiamu. If that was the case, so it's not a Nevad. You did not worship the animal itself. You only like poured the wine on its horns, L'shem the Avodah Zarah. So you're not worshipping this animal itself. So the Chalot is not a Nevad. It's only like a Bimus. It's only like a Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. That does not make it a Nevad. B'shayin, it should be muta. And as a Rav, the case was like this. Elo Omar Ravada Barava. To go in Shenisach Lo Yayin Ben Karneho, that the Goyim force you like to worship this animal itself, but with the Maisa, that you take wine now and pour it to this Avodah Zarah itself. That you made this into an Avodah Zarah, and you're doing a Maisa over here. So the Yavid Bei Maisa, and if you do a Maisa in action, then you could even ask the Dov Hashem Shaloi. Like when Ula came, Omer Reb Yechon, said over the name of Reb Yechonon, that Afal Pi Sharmu, even though it was said, HaMishtach HaVel LeBehemes Chaveroi, if one person bowed down to his friend's animal, Lo Yosro, you did not make it Osa Bano, you did not make it Osa Laneva, you did not make it Osa Ledvaya, but the Klal is, Eino Adam Moises Dov Hashem Yishvalai, since it doesn't belong to you, you cannot put an Issa here. But also, b'maisa, let's say you do an action to that animal, we'll soon see. Either you shecht one simen, or else here you pour the wine on top of the animal itself, then osro. Then even though the animal does not belong to you, if you do an action to it, then you can make it a never. Then it becomes also l'gvoya. Omlu Rav Nachman said, Puku, go out, v'yomel elidu, go tell Ula that your chiddush be learnt already. Kvar tagmua rafuna l'shmaticha b'bovo. Rav Huna already taught your learning above all. Why? Yom Rav Huna, Hoysa Behemoth Chaveroi, Revutza Befnei Avodas Kechovim. Let's say your friend's animal was lying down in front of the Avodah Zarah. And now, Kivan Sheshachet Bo Simenecha, if your friend comes and shechts even one simen, L'shem the Avodah Zarah, Osro, then this animal now becomes Osa Bano. See, even though it's not the owner that's making the Shechitz L'shem Avodah Zarah, it's somebody else. Still, since you're doing an action to the animal, you're doing a maisa, you're making a shchit even in one simen, that's the klal. When you make a maisa in somebody's a behemah, you make the behemah also to the gvoya. Because even though usually ain't other maisa dov shen shaloi, but if you do a maisa, then it becomes also. Minolan, how do we know this yisoy, that even though the animal doesn't belong to you, if you do a maisa to it, it becomes also? Elaim, if you want to tell me mikahanim, from the Kahanim, by the times of Ochuz, it says Rashi's by because of Shenensu Malchi Yisrael, lastly it's Karmel of Ochuz. By Ochuz, he made the Jewish Kahanim worship the Avodah Zarah, and then the prophet says those Kahanim cannot be used in the Mizbeach. So the Rashi says no, Shani Kahanim, the Bnei Deyaninu, but the Kahanim they have das, so it was a bigger Kenas. Since they were not supposed to worship the Avodah Zarah, therefore there's a kenas, they cannot be used, the Gvoya. But a Kli, how do you know? So how do you know? Here we're talking about the animal. How do we know the animal becomes also? Because over there the Kahanim worship like the Mizbeach that was called Hegdish, it didn't belong to them. Because even though it doesn't belong to them, since they did an Avera, they can't be used in the Mizbeach, in the base of Migdish. So where it says, may the Kahanim have Das. But how do you know for an animal? The yellow, rather, the case is, may avne mizbeach, from the avonim, it says then, when Chizkiyo came, he took those stones and he was gone as them, and he made new stones for the mizbeach. So you see, even though the mizbeach was hegdish, it did not belong to Achaz, still, since Achaz worshipped them, they became also, you can't use them. So Mar says, no, Kedimah may be Kedimah Papa. And we had before, Papa Dash in the Pesach and said that when the Goyim came in to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Yevonim, I mean, the word, this wasn't Ma'ochel, the Avnei Mizbech of Bishas Yevon, when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, so then they were Mechalo the Beis HaMikdash. They took off the Kedusha, so it became like Hefka. So when the Goyim then went to use the Avonim, it was their Avonim. That's why it became Asa Ba'anor. But you have no proof if you worship somebody else's Avonim. So where it says, V'yela mi Kelim. From the Pasuk of Kelim, Rashi says, Shal Beis HaMikdash, Shevichim Ochaz. The Pasuk says,